Awesome.
I think we're live.
Good. How's everybody doing?
Rob Bauer here at Rapisarda.
Yep.
We're coming here with episode 4 for Guerrilla Podcasting. And, you know, it's just Rob Bauer and myself just talking about everything life. Veterans, yeah. Life, everything in between. I think we just had a few laughs in here just going over some of the things that have been happening.
Yeah, man. Just crazy stuff that happens. You just laugh it off, and yeah, it's a good time. Good times, good times.
So the original intent for our podcasting was two veterans coming together. We live in the same general vicinity, and we connected. And hi, Donna. We connected, and during when we connected, it was just talking about life in the military and then life outside of the military after the military. And I think it's even gotten into life before the military.
Yeah.
In a lot of our conversations. But it's working through some of the things that we have just gone through or dealt with or dealing with, everything from life after combat, life after the Marine Corps or the service, and integrating back into a society that didn't really have that same experience.
Which is tough.
Which is very tough at times.
Yeah. And I think veterans are under the illusion that they're just going to go in and everybody's going to have the same mindset. And it's just not true. And it's not saying anything bad. It's just our life experiences. When you go through these extreme situations, which firefighters, paramedics, and police officers all go through the same thing on a daily basis, but war is just something that's even crazier. Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry, turn that damn thing on.
I think you're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Let's bring them on.
Okay, well, we'll hang up on the doctor. That was my doctor from the VA. I have an appointment with him at 4. He can get back with me. But anyway, sorry about that, folks. But I kind of forgot where we were headed now. I turned the darn thing off.
That's funny. Just coming through our own experiences on there. And hey, Julian, how are you? Hey, so we kind of wanted to talk about a couple things. Number one, you were saying something about infinite possibility.
Oh, infinite possibility. So I took a class this Saturday. It's called Infinite Possibilities. And it was about what are your belief systems? Do your belief systems serve you or do they poison you? And that's a good thing to think about. And, for me, I was explaining that I had been, as I grew up, I had been so, it was a pretty crazy childhood that I had. And I had this belief system that I came up that, you know, I had a hard time understanding who I was. I didn't know what love was, you know, all this crazy stuff that people don't want to talk about because it's hard. You know, I had ended up poisoning all of my relationships that I've ever had, my kids, to my family, you know, to all this stuff. And it's just because my belief system was under the illusion that I was right. And so I created all this chaos and hate and discontent. And the whole time is my belief system was poisoned because of what others, you know, had put in my mind. And for some of you that don't know, you know, like I was baptized in like hot water, boiling hot water. It was crazy. And I had a bunch of other stuff go on. And, you know, so those circumstances, those events had kind of shaped my belief where I didn't trust authority and all this other crazy stuff. And I went to this belief, this infinite possibilities, and it's about changing your belief system. What kind of thoughts are you having during the day? Are they serving you? Are they profitable or are they poison? And one of the main things that I'm learning is that kindness, being kind, is the first step to profitable thinking. And I had to totally reprogram my mind. And I mean, it has been a shit show. And I'm not going to lie. It's been the hardest thing that I ever had to do. But concerning my wife, Monica, it has been, I have poisoned a lot of our relationship, but just my ideals and everything else. And now I'm like, whoa, I have been completely wrong. And when a man sees that he's wrong, he should be able to change and identify and go a different course. So that's where I'm at right now. I mean, the ego was getting involved. I wasn't surrendering some stuff, you know, pride, all these kinds of things was just happening. And finally, you know, I linked up with some guys from the vet center in Concord that are VFW here. We had a rededication. Here's a segue into what we were talking about. The VFW rededication. And, you know, I'm here. I'm a veteran. And I'm here with all these vets. And apparently I was just a little too
aggressive
and intense. But that's how I always am. And so I go after the thing, I go out and I come back to give my wife some keys, and they're all surrounding her with this look on their face like, holy crap, this dude's like hyper vigilant even in here with us. He's not relaxing, you know, with the men around here. And I was just crazy. And I kind of saw that, you know, wait a second, if these guys are talking to Monica about my hypervigilance, then there is a problem and I've got to do something. So I called up Jeff Jewell, which is one of the directors for the VA Concord Center, and linked up with them. And man, let me tell you, that's a good place. If you got some vets in the local area that are having some tough problems, man, you need to link up with them. The atmosphere is completely different. When I go into the VA, I feel like that there's nothing but death and no hope. And I come out with this darkness chasing me down. With these guys, it was like scales were falling. I've got some peace, got a sliver of hope, and that's all you need. And so it was an incredible experience. And I know that we talk a lot about this stuff, and I put myself on the chopping block a lot. But I don't care, because I just want people to be able to be free and, you know, change their thought process into letting your thoughts serve you instead of poison you.
So that journey itself, is, I mean, that's a constant fight every single day.
Absolutely. Every day.
Every day, a constant every fight. And so that's something that, Rob, you deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I probably deal with it on my own way. On a daily basis.
Everybody's different.
Everyone's different and how they react or act to that. The good news is that, you know, your present location does not determine your future location, right? So we can actually change that.
Absolutely.
And the thing that I heard you say about your belief systems is, and maybe you would agree, maybe other people would agree, that your belief systems are just thoughts and feelings that you've grown loyalty towards over a period of time.
Absolutely.
Thoughts they work and feelings that you've grown loyalty over to. So it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong.
Right. It's just...
It just makes it is what it is.
Right.
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 Sammy D.
You live between two truths, you know?
Sam was our S4 in Ramadi.
All right.
2-5.
2-5, huh? Oh, yeah. You got a little 2-5 action. All right.
Yep.
I was with 1-5. They sucked.
1-5 ripped us out, and they were good.
They were good to go. Well, they weren't good to go in the 90s. They sucked. I'll just tell you that right now. 2-5 come back from Somalia. They were pretty tight.
Yeah.
They ended up coming over to 1-5.
Fantastic battalion. You know what? I find that most places that we were at, they had some good parts and they had some bad parts.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, it was overall a good experience in there. So 4th of July on here. So I saw a post earlier about a veteran who didn't want fireworks and was posting, you know, it was the proverbial sign in the yard.
Yeah, did you see that post?
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to just talk about that because your average, well, you're going through some stuff. Does that fireworks bother you?
Not 1 ounce.
Not 1 ounce.
I love it.
Not 1 ounce, right? So I think that I'm not a doctor, right? I don't want to get accused of giving medical advice or whatever that is. I'm not.
You're not. I think you're just giving how you feel.
I feel is that it doesn't bother me at all in the slightest. There was a time where I maybe would have duct or something like that here in the, and occasionally.
I think anybody would.
An occasional, like the other day I heard two repetitive shots, and I told Kara, I said, that was a gunshot. All right, they were very distinct, and the way they were actually, it went, I felt like that was something. So I was alert at that point in time, right?
Yeah.
But nothing like, oh my gosh, you know, I need to go.
You know it's going to be 4th of July. You know there's going to be fireworks. I mean, come on, people.
So what does the 4th of July mean to you?
It means that we kicked British ass a long time ago for trying to tax us out the wazoo.
Not what I was thinking for.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, 4th of July, I don't really... It's just a celebration of our country. I mean, it's just that simple. Yeah. And I mean, it's just a, it's, I love it. I mean, I love the simple, the fact that we can have a 4th of July and, you know, we're free to do that. It's just, it's all about freedom. I mean, really.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
4th of July to me is my second favorite holiday. I say it's my second favorite holiday. I think Memorial Day is actually my favorite holiday.
That's probably... probably a good
and look at it. And Memorial Day used to not be, it used to be a somber one. Before that it was a party, you know, then it was somber, and now I'm actually, this is probably my favorite time. I get to reflect,
celebrate.
And also celebrate. So I think I love that. Now 4th of July, we live in the greatest country ever assembled. Known. Ever assembled. We won the geographic lottery by virtue of being born here or immigrated here and being part of this country. I don't care how you got here. If you're in here, you have more opportunities than you do at other places. We were just talking about Niger, in Africa, and some of the, you know, environment there that people are going through, or, you know, just living that daily life. It makes you appreciate what we have here in this country. Even all the negative that we hear is still a million times better than some of those situations and conditions.
Yeah. So. And most people that say, that talk about America, you know, they're like, I've been overseas. Yeah, you're going to the nice, you know, resorts and everything. Go out and go on a mission sometime to build wells in the middle of Africa. Go do that and then come back and tell me what America means to you. People need to get out and.
Well, I find that travel is a cure for ignorance. I feel the more that we actually get out and explore different cultures, the more we actually learn to appreciate. The other thing is we learned that our cultures are not that much different.
We're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about it is that no matter where you go. You know, parents love their kids. They're doing whatever they can do to get their children to point A to point B. They're trying to get them schools. So they don't have the resources. I mean, they're just like us. There's no difference.
Yep.
It's just they're in a different. They didn't win the lottery like Ed said, man.
Hey, and Adam, I see Adam. Hey, Adam. Adam actually just started a Realty One Group company out of.
Oh, there you go.
Iowa. I think it's a suburb of Des Moines.
Oh, sweet.
And then Sean's recently retired Air Force.
All right.
What's going on, Sean? Yeah. Hey, anyways, guys, we're part of Guerrilla Podcasting. Just wanted to open up a dialogue. Would love your comments of things that you'd like to hear, things that you'd like us to discuss on there. If you are a veteran, then, you know, what are some of the things that's going through? You can private message us, either Rob or myself. Or if you have a question right now, we'll dive into it. Not saying that we'll have the answer, but we can give you a perspective that maybe what's worked for us or something that we can actually dive deeper into and get some other experts in there.
Yeah, we definitely have resources to help everyone out, not just the veterans. We have a lot of resources that... at least, you know, medical wise, we got Operation Men that we have a resource. We got the vet center that I'm linking up with. We've got abundant place for women that need some help. You know, there's all of these resources that we can at least direct you to, and then you have to decide what you want to do with it.
The overall intent for each of us is that we live a normal, happy life in our new world. It's coming back from a combat situation or dealing with post-traumatic stress from whatever your situation was.
We're all different.
It's life-changing. It doesn't make your life change for the worse, though. There's actually ways to, and in fact, I believe there's ways to make your life even better on there. So you have to remain positive. You have to look for it. As Rob was talking about, you know, how is your mind serving you? Are you moving towards positivity or poison on there? And if you're moving towards positivity, then keep going that direction. If you're moving towards that poison, the first thing to do is to stop and go on. I acknowledge to yourself that either you can't help yourself, right? Or just take a step around, look at do 360 awareness and look at who you're surrounding yourself with, right?
That's the key, is who are you hanging out with?
And going, okay, so, and sometimes it's, you know, people you don't want it to be. Maybe even sometimes it's your family,
right?
And so you have to decide what is right for you and for your future and helping you grow as a good human being life after. So that's something that I'd like to at least bring to attention.
Absolutely.
And
Man, we got to do something. I mean, our moral compass in our country has shifted to ways I've never even seen before. I mean, you know, we've got to, I think there is a pain in America that we just haven't dealt with. And it's going to take these types of podcasts. We're not the only ones to start opening these topics of, you know, depression and, you know, you're married, you're a lonely housewife and you've been married for 10 years and, you know, you've got all these other things going on. You know, we can talk about those issues. I mean, we've got men that are not taking care of their family. I mean, it's just, it all encompasses with pain. I mean, we have a pain in this country that we have not identified yet. And that's why we have so much suicide. Like, the hope is gone in this country. And it only takes a sliver of hope, a mustard seed, to identify things and to push forward. Like, I'll put myself on the chopping block. This last week, I had like several medical issues all in a row hit me at one time. That phone call was the doctor trying to talk to me about something else. So I took a nerve test and now my nerves are all screwed up on my right side. I'm gonna have to have an MRI done, and I've had three surgeries on my shoulder for some more wounds, and gonna have to have another one, and then my liver's destroyed. I mean, so I had all of these things piled up, and then I found myself on the ledge, having to talk myself off the ledge. Here I'm doing podcasts, and I've got this business, J-Dog, and yada, 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 and I found myself on the ledge in the darkness surrounding me.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. And it happened just like that. And
what'd you do?
I had to win my own gunfight. I won my own gunfight, but I had the circle of people around me. And that's what I was talking about earlier, that when I went to the VFW, the rededication, I was in that state and they picked up on that. And what they did was they reached out. You know, in the military, we leave no man left behind. And they weren't going to leave me. They were not going to let me go until they grabbed me and looked me in the eyes and said, "You need to come see us. We have freedom for you." And then when I got there, they were like, "You're supposed to be where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be here, right?" And I was like, wow. And I got a sliver of hope at that moment. And I've been to the VA, all the counselings, I'm in trauma classes, da-da-da-da-da. But that particular moment that I had, nothing was working. And the only thing that I had was I had men coming after me, sitting my wife down, telling her, "Hey, this guy needs some help." And then me seeing it, which totally changed the perspective that I had. And then going there to the vet center and seeing how they worked, it was phenomenal. So highly suggest the Vet Center out of Concord. Jeff Jewell is the real deal, and somebody that I could relate to. And I'm pretty hard to relate to, I think. You know, I don't have a lot of friends. I don't. My circle is very small. And yeah, so it was pretty intense. And I can't wait. July 5th, I have my first deal with the Vet Center, and I just can't wait for it. It was really eye-opening and refreshing. And it wasn't that when you go into the VA, you feel like there's just no hope in those areas, because the way that it's just been used against the veteran populace. I mean, you know, give us 15 million drugs and put us on the shelf. That's basically what the VA's psychotherapy stuff, you know, it gets crazy. People are killing themselves on the steps of the VA, man. I mean, it gets crazy out there, you know? I mean, that's what we've had too so far.
And you laugh at it, it's not funny. It's something that is actually a reality that you cannot believe is actually happening.
Right. And this is literally, I mean, I've got to think, 22 veterans a day are killing themselves. 22. Do the math. You know, and that's just the veteran community. What about if we look up Solano County, how many people are committing suicide a day here? I'm sure it's astronomical. What are we doing about it? What are we doing wrong in America that we're having 12-year-olds kill themselves and hanging themselves? I mean, what are we doing? We got to figure something out. And I believe that these podcasts like this, opening up two dudes that are Marines that have been at the highest level, took on the highest level of man zone that you can do, and that's facing an enemy, multiple enemy, wanting to do absolutely nothing but kill you and take your freedom away, because if they had a chance, they would be here and we'd have Sharia law all over the freaking place.
Well, I find actually combat was an easier environment than
absolutely
than a lot of the other ones. It's
easy,
very simple, dumbed down environment where and nothing, no discredit to that. It's just your choices. You don't have all the other things to think about. Is it life-saving or not? You know, all of a sudden, all the periphery stuff about, hey, should I go to the grocery store? Now I need to go pick up my laundry? All that's gone, and now it's about life or death.
Yeah.
Right? And so everything becomes simple. However, in that focus, everything becomes hyper-focused, right? So your situation when you're in, you're continuously looking for things that shouldn't be there, that from your training that should not be there. And that hyper-focus for that amount of time under that kind of stressful environment, I think it has a lot, and I can't tell you scientifically, but I feel like it has a lasting effect for you afterwards. So
it had to be, because it changes your belief system.
Yeah.
I mean, you come back with one belief system and you go into combat, like real combat. I'm not talking about going overseas and, you know, typing on the computer and a mortar lands, you know, 500, you know, miles away. And I'm talking about when you exit friendly lines and you get an entire town and they want to kill you and there's only 50 dudes and you come out with 4 killed, 15 wounded. That's a major deal that just happened there.
Yeah, I would, and no one can argue that, right?
Yeah.
That's just fact. I would also argue that person on behind the computer.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to make it sound like that. Yeah.
Depending on what they were doing, how they were feeling, and the stress may be equal to and potentially even greater than someone else from their perspective.
Right, and I shouldn't have said that. Let me rephrase that. Now, that person's not trained like I am, so I'm trained to put myself in those positions. So an individual like that, I shouldn't have made that analogy. That was probably a bad
thing. We made it all the time, however.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've learned over a period of time, is just that my stress is not the same as that for other person. Yeah,
right.
So everyone's is different.
Yeah.
And everyone's environment was different, and so everyone had to react differently to this situation
within and their own
within
mind.
Their own skin.
And
how they deal with it. And it just, I mean, I had the same belief is what I'm saying. But I think over a period of time, I've changed that belief just because I've gone, you know, okay, I'm able to cope with this, but maybe that works for me. Someone who never thought they'd actually ever deploy, and now they're in a combat zone and they are receiving those mortar or rocket shots, that can be pretty stressful.
Yeah, that can, especially when
especially
you're not
sure. Especially if they're accurate, yeah. Which they're not normally.
Yeah, right. No, I get it. I guess I shouldn't have said it like that, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's one thing, I'll be honest. Being a veteran, when I come out, I thought everybody was like beneath me. And now I'm learning that, no, we're all the same. I just happen to volunteer myself for something, and maybe you didn't, so that's cool. And but yeah, like you said, I mean, I know that car accidents can produce the same amount of post-traumatic stress that I received doing what I did. So I mean, really, it's just how, as an individual, how mentally tough you are and how you cycle through your, how you compartmentalize everything. And
I think it's, there's a, obviously, I don't know, but my mind is, or belief is, that it's a sum of all things. So it's a sum of your upbringing, your education, your current environment, the environment while you're undergoing that, you know, all that, all those things factor into how you're coping with it today.
Absolutely.
Right? The positive side, and I always like to, I never wanted someone to give me some type of complaint without some type of solution, right? And so if I'm going to complain about and something like post-traumatic stress or something, the good news is that there is life after that. And positivity, post-traumatic stress can also have post-traumatic growth, as General Mattis talks about.
And it's recoverable.
It's recoverable. You can live a happy life. You can be successful in whatever you're choosing to do on there. It's not the thing that's gonna stop you forever, right? It's gonna be a thing that you're going to have to work through.
It's just a season.
It's a season, yes. And we all have to work through it in our own way. Right there. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. And don't do it alone. I mean, that's the one thing that I did. I isolated myself for years and years and years and years. And that was just not, and everybody says it, but until you realize that you're doing it, and you have to have the maturity to you know, put them boots on and big boy pants on and big girl pants on and just.
So one of the things I see is, and especially in the veteran communities, is that, so we all get around each other, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, if there's two Marines there, they're going to be fighting in some way, right? They're going to be taking shots at it, usually it's in jest or in fun. But they're sitting there, they're gonna talk to each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
Almost 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Usually it goes downhill
of course.
In some way, shape, or form, right? Never, well, not never, but seldom to fisticuffs. It's just more of a brotherhood kind of thing.
Dirty, low down brotherhood.
Right. And so when that happens, if you're in a bad place, I imagine that could probably take you to a lower place.
Absolutely. It did for me.
So if that is the case, then maybe we need to think about who we're associating with. And I'm not saying don't associate with other veterans. That's not my message. What I am saying is make sure that when you're doing that, you have a place to get out from underneath, right? Yeah. Who is that support network that is positive, that's going to help you move to that next level, whether it's your spouse, right? Whether it's your friends, you're associating with your family members, your coworkers, your church, the vet center itself.
Yeah, whatever.
It doesn't matter, right? The fact is that if there is an issue, just address it that there is an issue. And then let's push past it. It's a starting point. We can cross the LD. We can accomplish any mission if we actually set our mind to it. In there.
I think we have to, as individuals, we have to have that mindset. We have to have our mindset of, I have to find out what's going on. And once I find out, I have to find the avenues of approach to get there.
Yep. Wholeheartedly. And just like you're in the military, right? You would not accept defeat. on a mission, right? That's just not something we did. I always knew that success was part of that and that we were going to be successful because that's what we did. Mm. The outcome was for certain. We knew that we were going to be successful. Yeah. The only thing we didn't know is the way it took to get there.
Right, yeah, we already knew we were going to kick ass.
And so that's just a mindset.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then what has changed from then to today?
That's true. Right? That's a good point, because I think I lost that for a while.
So if I know that I'm going to be successful, it doesn't matter what environment I'm put into, I'm going to be successful.
Right, that belief system that you have is serving you at that moment.
So people talk to me about real estate. They say, well, the real estate environment is changing. I'm like, okay, let it change. I'm going to be successful in whatever we do, right? Because we're keeping apprised of the situation. We're, you know, continuing to educate ourselves, continuing to move forward. We're agile and flexible with our decision-making process. We'll be okay.
We're teachable.
We're teachable, coachable,
Coachable, yeah. Yep. No, so, absolutely. That was great advice right there. So write that down. it's all about your belief system. And we're not talking about, you know, Jesus and all this other stuff. We're talking about your belief system, what goes on in that mind, when you take a step, where is that step heading?
Yep.
From where, whatever you got going on in that mind of yours.
Yes, sir.
And so. It's a tough thing, though, man.
It is.
It's not easy.
So tomorrow, hopefully you're having a nice little barbecue with the family and friends or doing whatever you're doing on there. Hope you celebrate and just give thanks for even a quick second about what you have in America, regardless of where you're at and what your environment is. It could be worse. I guarantee you it could be worse. You could be stoned to death, right? There's videos of that. You're not in that country.
You're not in that country.
Yep.
And you don't want that country to come here either.
And also, just from a military perspective, or maybe even on a larger level, just be aware of your surroundings this next week. And there has been a couple warnings out there by the Department of Justice and some other agencies, so Homeland Security. So. Just be aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't look right, then, report it to someone who is of authority. Every little piece could be that piece, right? And so not saying be scared of going out, but I would say is be vigilant and be aware of your surroundings.
Just be smart.
Yep, be smart. What else you got?
I don't know. I mean, our business, J-Dog's doing well. I can talk about that for a second. I would like to. I had to, with all of this training and stuff we've been talking about and the poison and the thought process and the beliefs, I literally had to come to the point where I might not be the best person to be running my company. And I had to come to the realization that right now, while I'm going through all this stuff, that maybe because of my belief system, I'm not making the right choices for business. And I had to come to the realization and admit that I may, and this is where leadership comes in, where a good leader will always, always lead from the front. And when you do that, you've got to always put yourself on the chopping block and make sure that you're doing the right things, because troop welfare and the mission are really what it's all about. And I literally had to step back and get rid of that ego and pride. And I'll be honest with you, I let my mom, my wife actually started taking over. She's quadrupled the profits and everything else. Like, it's crazy. When I got out on the road, I was like, things started happening. So that's another thing too. You might have to get out of the road of yourself in order for your life to keep going, because you might be the person that keeps closing the door to freedom. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. I've been closing the door to my own freedom because of my belief system.
Right.
And now I've opened that. So, well, I've opened it all the way up, but I've opened it up and I'm like, oh, wow. Because of my ego, because I was disillusioned, because, you know, I didn't surrender some stuff. All of this stuff we've been talking about, it all came to fruition, and now I'm like, it popped in my head. It was like a 180 that I did.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, crap. And it works. It worked for me. I mean, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm just a dude that, you know, wasn't supposed to amount to anything back in the day. And now I own my own business. I'm getting free. I'm having a podcast with one of my buddies. I mean, we're talking to people. You know, we're getting stuff out. There's freedom happening. I mean, who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want it? Come on. Who doesn't want that? All right, go ahead. I'm done. But I get happy because I want you guys to be free too, man. It just takes a lot of effort, and it takes you looking at not being an asshole once in a while and looking at yourself and saying, hey, maybe I'm not doing things right because my belief system is poisoning myself instead of serving me. That's all I got to say about that.
Wow.
Drop the mic, baby.
Mic drop.
I'm just saying, I'm being completely honest and open about my life and where I'm at. And, you know, not only did I do the Marine Corps, but I went into the oil field, which is the second highest, hardest job for men to do. So, I mean, I'm a legit dude, as in the dude factor, but I'm saying that, hey, I'm able to say, hey, I've got too much pride, I've got too much ego, I need to surrender this, surrender that, to love my wife more and to get the business going because I was in the road.
So the thing I hear you say is that you're still in the fight and absolutely, that you're want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
I want to be a part of the solution, and you have to want to be. If your marriage sucks, let me tell you, my wife and I have been separated for almost 6 months. Nobody knows that kind of stuff. And I'm just going to be honest with you. It's because I was poisoning our relationship because of my belief system. I watched my wife morph from who she was to all this poison to where she is now, to where I did that to her. I poisoned because of my belief system. I actually poisoned my wife's thought process and belief systems, thinking that I was right the whole time. I thought I had to have my opinion and I had to be right and I had to win and then and I found out I don't have to win. My service is to my wife and to my kids and to my family, and that's what it's all about. And I had to remove all of that crap and finally see that, wait a second, I've been doing this wrong, and now I'm speaking words of life to my wife. She's got 5 love languages, if you've ever read that. She's words of affirmation, so I've been poisoning her with words, and now I'm healing her with words. And that's what it's all about. And I'll put myself on the chopping block because I don't care, because I think people need to hear about it. Dudes need to start doing this, you know? I don't care. I mean, I'm just...
That's a great book, by the way.
It is a great book. Love Languages is great, by the way. Just read that. And mine are service. My love language is service. So I'm a service-oriented dude. Monica's words of affirmation. So totally, I was totally doing it wrong because of my belief system. So now I've switched that.
Yep.
And now what I did wrong is right. And now I'm opening the door to even our relationship even more. We're coming back in. Business is going. Because you can't run a good business if your life's screwed up. And you cannot run a business on the outside if your inside life is jacked. It doesn't carry over. You bring those problems into business. Believe me, I know, because I damn near ruined my company because of my attitude and my pride and everything else. And then when I backed out of it, we quadrupled our profits. And then I'm doing what I enjoy. Monica is better at J-Dog than I am, because I'm one way and one way only. And that's the Marine Corps way. Get in, get out. She brings a whole passion and classiness to the customer base what I never had. But it's a veteran-owned company. But I had to back out and let her do her job, and she's better at it than me, so be it. Be better and let me serve you now.
Well, it's about using all the everyone that you have to their full capability.
Right, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, I did not know what capabilities my wife had because I destroyed her on a daily basis because of my poison. Now, and you can always change, folks. You can always turn around. You can always do a 180. You can always stop. You can stop being an asshole. You can. And don't use post-traumatic stress as an excuse. Don't use your belief system as an excuse. Look at where you're at. Look at what you're doing. Get some help. Win your own gun battle and change your environment. get free. Discipline equals freedom. Jocko says it. But before Jocko, that says the Bible talks about that, for crying out loud.
Well, you really want to get about it this way. You think about it this way. Marine Corps tends to be pretty disciplined. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And pretty disciplined, and also fairly rigid in a lot of ways.
Very rigid.
Very rigid. However, on a MEU, on a Marine Expeditionary Unit, and they have them sailing around the world right now as we speak, they stand ready, and there's usually about three of them. Where's my fingers? There they are. there's usually about three of them, and they're able to respond anywhere in the world on a six-hour timeline. When we talk about 6 hours putting boots on the ground, right? If 6 hours is that timeline on there, then that rigidity, that firm, disciplined unit actually has to be very flexible, because the dynamics are so always changing, and that it's never the same.
Right. That's a great way to put it.
Through discipline, through that rigidity, there actually comes flexibility on there, and it allows us to be firm in the things that we should do.
Yes.
But also flex to the things that we can.
Yes. That's a great way to put it, and I never actually thought of it like that. But yes, the reason why we're being able to be flexible is because the high level of discipline that we've already had that gives us the freedom to be flexible.
Think of the things called immediate action drills.
Yeah.
Think about the things called standard operating procedures. Yep. Right? Best practices are after actions. I mean, how many times did you go to a range, say range 400 for
right,
that?
Right.
How many times did you go to a range and then any range and not have an after action?
You never have.
Ever.
That's just not
zero.
Even, yeah.
So after every single event, and actually we did this in combat as well. We would go through and we would dissect what happened.
Every patrol you do a debrief. Yep.
Dissect what happened, what went right, what went wrong, right? We want to know what happened right, but really we want to know what happened wrong.
So we're already doing it right.
All right. So what are the things that we need to change in order to be more effective in whatever that looks like?
And that should be on a daily basis. What can I do today that's going to what can I do today to change me that's going to serve my position to be great, to be greatness, and start speaking great stuff? Like I keep saying, I'm going to be a millionaire in 3 years. I don't know if I'm going to be a millionaire in 3 years. I don't know that. But I'm telling myself I'm going to be a millionaire because I'm trying to I'm trying to get my motivation and get my goals and stick to the focus and say that's where I want to be. Whether I am or I'm not, I don't care. I just am speaking positivity. Now I'm going to have to pay more higher taxes and all that other crap, but hey. But, the positivity, you just got to push it out. And I've been the most negative dude on the face of the earth.
Well, my wife always talks about, I want to pay $1 million in taxes.
I would like to pay $1 million in taxes.
Right? I want to pay $1 million in taxes.
Yeah, why not?
Because if we're paying $1 million in taxes, we're probably earning a little bit more than $1 million.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you're comfortable at that moment.
Yep. Yeah. So that would be fantastic. And to that, you want to call it?
Yeah, I think we're done. It was pretty cool. Nice, 43 minutes. And Yeah, it was a good time. And, I would like, if everybody's still on, this is the kind of conversations that we want to have. I mean, we want to put ourselves in a position to say, hey, we're a bunch of dudes that did the ultimate sacrifice. We wrote our names on a check saying we'll cash our bodies in for the American people. We served our country, and now we have all of these things that we can serve you now, but on a different level. And I think Marines talk about this kind of stuff, but just on a different... We talk about this stuff, but it's in a different way.
It's in a joking, morbid humor.
Yeah, morbid humor.
And it's a way of coping.
Yeah, and instead of the morbid stuff, I would love to have a conversation with you folks and ask us questions, and maybe we have some answers that a psychiatrist can't have, because we're on experience only,
And to be honest, this is not, I don't think we're trying to do this for ourselves. I think there's probably some self-discovery as we're going through this. But I do believe that if this is not being helpful, we would not want to continue doing this. But if it's helping where is it? One person. One person. If it's helping one person, then we feel like we're accomplishing our mission on there.
Yeah.
And so reach out to us. Reach out to us. Give us a call. Give us a text. Give us, and you can find all my information online through my site, as well as if you just type in my name. I think you can find yours too, right?
Yeah, just hit me up with the IM on Facebook, you know. We have resources for you. If you're injured and you're a veteran and the VA can't help you, we've got resources for you. We've got resources, resources, come on.
There's plenty of different people out there that are doing it on a high level that have, you know, that have been through what you've been through or something similar and that can cope or can give the advice, right? We're not the experts, but we are two people going through something similar to you on varying levels, right? And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be jacked up to have post-traumatic stress. You don't have to be, you know, in drug or alcohol abuse, or there's all kinds of different things. You can be going through it and it's just not sitting right. And going, how do I deal with this? How do I cope with this? How do I work through this part? And we can, not necessarily we, but we can connect you with other people that are of like mind and can help just work through that piece. It's about positivity. If you want to take it on your own, the recommendation that I would give is, one is read. Read or listen to other people that are doing it, someone you want to follow.
Be teachable.
Podcasting is one, but there's Audible. If you want to listen to books, you can go to your library. They have free books available there. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you can have a 1,000-year-old mind at the age of, say, 47. Not that I have a 1,000-year-old mind, but it's the only way that you can actually increase that at a faster rate is by picking up what other people have learned.
And this podcast is, I mean, we're being absolutely transparent. I mean, who else comes in there and starts talking about how they're treating their wife? That just doesn't happen in today's society. So what we're doing is we're being transparent. So there's a level of trust that I'm saying, hey, this is what's on my mind. This is my heart. And I'm letting you in and on my life and what I'm dealing with. So, and on a different level, that you're able to trust me and Ed, if you did ask a question, that you'd be getting some solid advice just from two experienced dudes that are successful on one level and you know, successful on this other level. And now we're just combining all of our ideas and we want to serve you. We want to serve the community. And this is another way that we're serving, whether it's through our finances or sponsorships, however you want to say it. Now we're wanting to just say, hey, we're here to serve you. Let us help you.
Yep. And it'd be interesting as well, as especially I know there's a few first responders on there. It'd be interesting to get your perspective on it, because, you know, we're not first responders in that aspect. We have a unique perspective, but there are plenty other perspectives out there that are just as trying or just as difficult to cope with.
And just get Craig on.
Yeah. Craig, love to see your thoughts and opinions on some of the stuff that you guys see with Stockton Fire Department.
Yeah. Come on over, bro.
Respect. In fact, we can even get you on here if we figure it out. So.
Yeah,
we can just do a
we could do a conference call or something or whatever. Our main goal is we want to like bring this thing bigger and have some guests. We've got some. I'm working on some guests if I can get them on. And I mean, these are gonna be some cool guests. You know, maybe a POW that we might be able to have on. That was with Senator John McCain. That's a J Dog, associated with J Dog. That would be really awesome. Deal. He might be able to do a conference video chat with us. He's pretty busy right now. He's got a lot of things going on in his fire, but yeah, just to, you know, see his perspective and how he, I mean, that's a big perspective right there. I mean, you want to talk about a belief system and how he got through it. Ralph Galati is legit. Look him up. So
awesome.
I would love to have him on, man. But these are the things we're trying to do. This is what our vision is.
All right guys, well, that's it. Happy 4th of July. Hope you guys are all well. We'll talk to you probably next week.
Yeah, next week sometime.
See ya.
Later, guys.